The stresses and challenges from 2020 seem to be trickling into this year. At the national level, there was the insurrection by right-wing extremists. Locally, we've seen people continue to navigate the financial difficulties that come along with the ongoing pandemic. Using alcohol and other drugs can be a way to help us cope. Elizabeth Means, the executive director of A Way Out, is an Aspen-based organization that serves the entire valley and helps people with substance use disorder, as well as families affected by the disease. She spoke with me as part of our mental health series, High Risk at High Altitude, about how we use drugs to manage stress. There's lots of pressure that doesn't seem to be letting up, and a lot of us tend to turn to alcohol and other drugs. Why do we do that?
Well, you know, I think it's human nature to find relief. And we tend to grab what's easiest, you know, whether it's chocolate, ice cream, cigarettes, alcohol, what have you. We want to relieve discomfort. So especially during the pandemic and last year, the loss of jobs, financial stresses, so much comes with that, that human nature will maybe drink two glasses of wine or three glasses of wine, where in the past, maybe they had one glass of wine with dinner. While this is pretty common, it becomes a problem when all of a sudden that three glass of wine or five glass of wine, the substances, becomes out of the control to stop.
So given all of that, have you seen an increase in the number of calls to your organization throughout the Roaring Fork Valley?
We definitely have. I think if I were to break it out on a 12-month period, we're seeing a 20% increase. And the calls are not only with substance use disorders, but co-occurring mental health issues.
So we're seeing this increase. But the other side of this that, you know, you have to talk about when you're talking about substance use disorder, you're talking about drug use, is the stigma that's associated with that. How does that affect how and when people might reach out for help?
Okay, that is a very important question. The problem with stigma is it keeps people from reaching out. The guilt, the shame, why can't I get over this? Why can't I stop? Not wanting neighbors or bosses or even family members to know. And people have died because of stigma. An interesting statistic that's actually quite old now, I think it was 2018, maybe even 2017, was 1 in 7 people are affected by a substance use disorder or addiction. Now, that doesn't mean 1 in 7 are using substances or abusing them. It's 1 in 7 are affected by it. So we might have a brother, we might have a parent, we might have a cousin. It's so widespread, and yet we still don't want to talk about it. And I think that's why we're in the shape that we're in today with the substance use disorder crisis.
What are the signs that you typically see or that you talk with people about that say you might be going down a direction that you may not want to stay on?
So some of the things that, you know, are keys in identifying whether you should be concerned about having a substance use disorder or not is if you are frequently thinking about when you can get your next drink or when you can smoke the joint or vape or shoot up, it's constantly dominating your thoughts. Another identifier is losing interest in other things that really used to bring you joy, that you'd rather just stay home and use. Or procrastination is another one, not really being able to fulfill your job duties, you know, and a real key indicator, starting to borrow or steal money so that you can purchase your next substance.
Everything that we've talked about, this isn't an easy thing to be working with day in and day out. Why do you keep going?
While it's really hard and there's a lot of people in crisis on the phone when they call, watching them do an about face and taking stock in the person that was on the phone, let's say today, versus the person I talked to in 6 months, it is night and day. A lot of times it is unrecognizable, and it is a beautiful thing to see people get better. I think inherently the human spirit is so strong. So while addiction can take so many people down, recovery can bring people up to the person they were meant to be.